This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a beautiful song by Mashudu, Shakes and Les, who comes in the small Morumba Peach. It's called Gembela. Oh, what an amazing song.
Yes. Oh, it's a new song, a very beautiful one.
A new one,
yes.
Eh?
Featuring Marumba. I love Marumba Peach.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. Otherwise, we've got Mashudu on the line. Good morning.
Boo, 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 boo.
Mashudu, and welcome on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Oh, Ngempela, man. We know, Guti, you've done a lot of work, but let's start here at Ngcineni. Ingempela, tell us about this song.
And this song is very close to my heart. At the same time, this is like the new sound of Shakes and Les. So I was very, very intrigued in getting into that sound. And then it evolved started small, and then Murma was like, hey, I want to hop on the song. It sounds amazing. And then it became a masterpiece.
Okay. What is it about, Ngempela? What are you saying in the song?
Ngempela is about when a person comes home and they do everything that they promise to you, you know. They take you out because now they're stable. It's all about love. I'm very good at love songs.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, Mina, now we know.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, going back to who Mashudu is, tell us more about your background and how you got into the music industry.
I've always been in the music business, but when I was younger, I used to do opera music. I had like a very big voice for a young age. So I started at the age of 7. And then I grew up in the opera atmosphere until I had to leave it when I had to concentrate on my school. But unfortunately, you know, when something is for you, it always comes back to you. When I went to varsity, that's when I met Swami Chip, who was like, no, come back into music. And then that's how I came into the amapiano atmosphere.
Oh, okay. So when you are in varsity, who do you meet first? Who you can say was a breakthrough in your life?
When I was in varsity, I think my mother had a big impact. But at the same time, so I made it because I knew him through my cousin. Like we grew up in the same space. So it is like the same space because actually most of the artists in the amapiano atmosphere, we actually came from the very same high schools. So that's the crazy part. But I think my mom affected mostly whatever I did from varsity and into music. But changing from that atmosphere was also complicated. But if you want something, you follow it, especially if it's in your heart.
Shout out to mom first,
because
not all of us, not all of our parents supports what we do.
Yes.
So she's been very supportive in your case.
It took a while for her to be supportive because she knew that she was the one that was involved. She going into the business side of things of life. So when I converted, she was a bit hesitant. But when she saw that it was something that I really wanted to do with my whole heart, she was like, go for it. And then she started supporting me slowly but surely.
Shout out.
That is pretty amazing. And now going back to one of the most popular songs by you, Mina Nawe. So what inspired you to create Mina Nawe, and what message do you hope listeners to take away from it?
Mina Nawe is a very... I remember on that day, I was at store and... because he played a huge role in my career, actually developing from opera music to amapiano. So on the day, he had like a whole pep talk for me. And then I came into studio. Since I write with how I feel, every time I was very in love. So Mina Nawe came from a very, very like original story, love story of Mashudu.
Interesting.
Right. Yes.
Must be nice, Mashudu. Okay, that's beautiful, man. And how have you find the music industry so far? Because a lot of artists are complaining about record labels. There's a lot that is happening in the music industry. How has it been for you?
I think right now, I feel like I wish I knew the business part of Amapiano.
Okay.
Way before I came to the place. Because I've been here for more than 10 years. And I feel like this information that people should have access to, especially people that like music. So my atmosphere right now is mainly more about the business part of it. It's not always about singing. It's not always about getting into a studio. There's more to it than that. And I wish I knew about the business part of it way before.
That is
I wish it was like access to the shit.
That's amazing. And then now, we know, Uti, you are a songwriter. Can you describe your songwriting process? Do you have maybe any specific routines or things that you do before you write or while writing or after writing?
I write in a book. I still write on a paper. When I write a song, I write on a paper.
Mm-hmm.
So my process is actually just having a pen and paper, hearing the beat, trying to understand what the beat is conveying to me and conveying myself to it. But it's a pen and paper type of situation.
Beautiful. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it original. I think it works because the kind of songs you give us, it's amazing. Yes.
They are heartfelt.
Very true. And would you say that all your songs, you spoke about Imina Nawe and Indlela personal experience yakho. Would you say that Maubala, you are thinking about Umashudu or it's just some stuff as enzekayo around you?
Kakhulu, yeah. Ngifike ngikhuluma ngani, ngikhuluma ngama-experiences around mina. And ngifike kakhulu, like, I try to ensure ukuthi I indulge in daily lives of other people around me and most probably always about me.
That is amazing. Then now moving on to your future projects. Are there any upcoming projects or collaborations that you may be excited to, I mean, that maybe you're excited about and you want to share with us?
I'm dropping a project in October, I won't say the day, but in October I'm dropping a huge project and I hope people will be happy to listen to it and I'm excited to share that part of myself with people.
That's
that is
beautiful.
Really amazing.
Where do we get you on the socials and how do we get your music, Mashudu?
You can find me on Instagram, Mashudu_vocalist. One fellow TikTok, Mashudu_official. One fellow another Twitter, Mashudu_vocalist. Like Facebook, Mashudu_vocalist.
Right, man. On behalf of MUT Radio, we wish you well, man. Already you are doing amazing.
Yes.
We wish you well. We'd like to host you in studio someday.
Yes, definitely.
Come to studio, embrace us with your presence.
Yes. And maybe some small anyana performance.
Exactly. Nandi. Yes. You know, just come to Durban, please.
Most definitely.
No, siyabonga kakhulu, Mashudu. All the best, man.
Yeah,
keep giving us hits after hits after hits. no, definitely. Siyabonga. That was Mashudu at the school man live on MUT Radio. As there's umculom nandi, koni single yakhe Ingempela, it's out. You can go get to Zwele Ukuthi Zwela Njani. Otherwise, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.